So really think about what I'm getting ready to say here. Everything that I saw as a child is actually playing out in front of me as a story. So when I was a child, I saw people fighting in the yard. Saw my mom and my dad's girlfriend fighting in the yard. I saw my dad get on heroin and stuff like that, end up in jail. I was living in a house that they just smoked 24/7. It smelled like a cigarette. And then even after you move out of that house, you want to go visit them, and it smells so much like smoke that your clothes smell like smoke. So you can't even visit your own family anymore because you smell like smoke every time you do. And you tell them, say, look, if you smoke outside, I'll come visit more. But they don't. The whole house, everything smelled like smoke. So you can't even go visit your family. So I saw the fighting in the yard. I saw the drugs. I saw the drunkenness. And I said, I'm getting out of this. This is ridiculous. I didn't even know about narcissism. I didn't know about psychopaths, sociopaths. I didn't know what was normal. So I left. Went to college. I worked the whole time. All the way through college, I worked. I didn't get a free ride. I worked the whole time. And so then when I went to college, I saw the drinking and the drug. And it wasn't much drugging back then in college, but it was more drinking and partying and the women running around and all that. And so then I said, okay, let me marry this woman who was a church-going woman. At the time, I thought that would be the way to go. And then I found out I had an enemy in my own house again. A man's enemy are of his own household, the Bible says. So I had to get rid of that enemy out of my house. So forward the years, many years, and now I'm sitting here looking across the street at Jerry Springer. I put a fence up so I don't have to see them fighting in the street. So guess what they do? Instead of fighting in the street where the fence is, they walk down the road and fight down the road so that you can see them down the road. Who do you think is controlling them? The devil. It's a storyline. Everything I saw as a child is across the street, next door neighbors. So these next door neighbors come in, and it's a house. The house, there's like three or four. It's like a halfway house for men. And there's three or four men in there, and the whole house looks like a smoke factory. You can walk in the yard, your front yard, and it smells like smoke. Their whole house is a smoke factory. It's almost like nothing but smoke. This is real, people. I'm not even joking. Hand on the Bible. Jesus is my witness. Everything I saw as a child is playing out to my next door neighbor, across the street. I had the witches. They moved out. They were across the street. I was surrounded by witches growing up, trying to curse me. Had people around me as a child were frenemies. I had an uncle. Everything out of his mouth was a dirty joke. And so up the street, I got some people who want to mow the yard, and every time they open their mouth, it's a dirty joke. Everything that played out as a child that I was trying to escape is actually right in front of me across the street, next door, is playing out as a scene, as a movie, as a repeat, as a reproduction. Seriously. So I'm fighting a war to break that pattern from the childhood. So I put the fence up so I don't have to see Jerry Springer. I put the carpet on the fence to get to lower the sound by 10 decibels. It might be 15 decibels now. I haven't checked it lately because I put some more stuff. 10 decibels is a lot when it comes to sound. So I blocked the Jerry Springer show. I blocked the sound. I put sound stuff in the house to kind of block the sound. And I could go on and on. I don't know if I will or not, because this is so hard to believe that people probably won't believe it. So then I got a smoking factory next door. They're out there smoking and drinking on the porch, you know. So the very thing that I wanted to get away from as a child, that I was sitting there as a child watching these people. I thought, these people are crazy. I'd be sitting there on the floor listening to Charles Stanley. And in the house, they were actually giving drugs to the dog, letting the dog smoke marijuana in the other room, laughing about it. I thought, these people are insane. They're absolutely insane. Uncles, aunts, family. And I thought, what's wrong with these people? So I tried to get away from them. I've been trying to get away from them my whole life. I finally got away from them. And then when I got away from them, what happened? They appeared in front of me, across the street. Jerry Springer, next door neighbor across the street. Witchcraft, witches. To the right side, a smoke factory. Every one of them sit out there and smoke. And they say, I went to... AA, man, it's a decision. Are you a slave to the cigarette, or is the cigarette a slave to you? It's a choice. You could stop at any moment, but you don't want to stop. Period. I proved it with fasting. If you stop eating for 24 hours or 18 hours or 12 hours, you're not even hungry anymore. Sugar is an addiction. Just like Coca-Cola is an addiction. Just like anything else, it can be an addiction. You can stop. So the story's playing out across the street, next door neighbor, witches, Jerry Springer fighting in the yard, breaking glass, 2 o'clock in the morning, acting a fool. Across the right next door, the smoke factory, blowing smoke into your house. Same thing that was happening when as a child. And so I went to Home Depot and bought me one of them fans to create pressure in the house to push the pressure out. And also I set it outside by the window, and that seems to work too. I might set up a duct work system outside the house to blow it away from the house. My point is, all that to tell you that the storyline reproduces. Or it tries to, because it's a pattern that was set as a child in your life, and that's why the same people try to show up. Oh yeah, I got another situation where somebody's trying to get in the door, and she's drinking. Unbelievable. Didn't think that was the case, but it comes out that's the case. My point is, these people are real, but it's a story at the same time. They're playing out their story in the script, and it's a reproduction from what stuff you did before or experienced as a child. And I actually put the boundaries up big time. I can't help who moves in across the street, who moves in next door. I can't fix that. So what it comes down to is the devil is the drama, the Draco Ma machine, and everything that he attacked you with as a child through people, they don't know any better. Your enemy is not really the human. But in a way they are, because they're attacking your ship, your body ship, your house ship, your business ship. They don't even know they're being used. They have envy and greed and bitterness that they don't even know they have. So they're coming at you. And everybody you meet nowadays, they always want some. They're always wanting some. Can I get a ride? Can I bum a cigarette? And that's what they'll say. Can I bum a cigarette? That tells you they're a bum. Can I get a ride? Can I bum a ride? Can I do this? And it's okay to help people, but people who just always live that way, something's wrong with them. Something's wrong with them. Number one, they're lazy, probably. They don't want to work. They don't want to submit to authority is what it comes down to. A lot of times, the reason some people don't work is because they don't want to submit to authority. They don't want to learn from their... They don't want to get a scourging from God is the biggest thing, because authority will scourge. Long story short, what am I saying? What am I trying to get across here? What I'm trying to get across is think back in your past, your childhood, your teenage years, whatever, and you look at the scene in front of you, the scenery, and everything that happened in the past tries to encroach upon you, tries to get in again. The things that happened in the past are recorded because the devil is a AI program. When he was kicked out, you're talking about the fallen archons. These are machines. These are programs. That's why Joe Rogan saw Machine Men when he did the DMT. This is a program. They can't learn anything new. They can only do the same tricks. And these same tricks that they play, you see it because you've already experienced it, not as a child, not just as a teenager, but even in your marriage or your job or your adult years, you see the same stuff playing out over and over and over because it's a machine. It's a machine. Now, as you become an adult, you can start setting up the boundaries. Don't get mad at them. Don't attack them. It's easy to get mad at them. But set up the boundaries. God's going to give you the wisdom to set up the boundaries to fight this war. It's a warfare. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rule of dark. These are the archons. These are the machines that Joe Rogan talked about, the machine elves. And what they're trying to do, and they're using witches and warlocks to try to talk to you and commune with you to see in the word subtle. The devil was more subtle than any beast of the field, right? In Genesis 3:1. The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. So what he's doing, he's penetrating your thoughts, and he's getting glimpses. And they're and because the devil watches your body language, right? The devil knows he doesn't sleep, and he's been around since you were a child, so he knows your weaknesses, he knows your propensities, he knows what upsets you. So know this, that when these people, these agents of Satan, who are controlled by Satan, they don't even know they're in his script. They're doing his will, they're doing his bidding. But all you have to do is ask God to give you a way of escape. Jesus is a savior all the time, even on little things, especially when they're attacking your body with smoke or they're attacking your eye gate or your ear gate. You're under attack. And so God will make a way of escape. You have to have the faith. But you might have to do some. You might have to spend some money. This blower was like $99. I'm experimenting on how to create positive pressure inside to where it pushes everything out. But I've got to bring some fresh air in from the, if I can find some fresh air around here, I got to bring some fresh air in and create positive pressure to push things out and not let them come in. What's happening is I got a window unit that is sucking everything in. The window unit's on the left side and the smoker's on the right side. So it's pulling the smoke in through the cracks and crevices and seams and openings and all that. So my point is, God has given you a brain as an adult, as a saved person now, because a lot of these attacks happened when you were not saved. A lot of these attacks happened when you were a child. And so I know I'm speaking to somebody right now. You have some childhood trauma that you don't think you can face as an adult, but you have to remember you're not a child anymore. You can face it, you can approach it, and you can stop it. And so a lot of people have a subconscious. The Holy Spirit just told me this. not in an audible voice, but in my spirit. Somebody out there is facing something they don't think they can face. But see, you have to go back. Where did that start? That started when you were a child, or you were out, you couldn't control it. But now that you're an adult, you can control it. You can destroy it. You can put a stop to it. You might have to use your brain, or you might have to spend a little time researching. You might spend some money, but you can fix it. Because you're an adult now, you can solve the problem. And so, that's what I'm getting at. These archons are using under the current. It's a Tor network. It's a spiritual Tor network. It's under the current. It's an undercurrent that you can't see, but if you're aware of your inner man, you'll be able to see it. And the devil is attacking that. He'll use narcissists to poke you and prod you to see what upsets you. And then he'll use other people. He finds out what upsets you, and then he'll use other people to attack you. And if you can't do it from something in the last 5 years, he'll go back to your childhood that you forgot. And you'll say, why am I so mad at these smokers? Because I was attacked my whole life as a child by smokers. They hate themselves, so they hate you, so they'll blow. They even actually would, back in the day, you'd be in a restaurant and somebody would blow smoke in your face. That's how evil it was. The smokers would blow smoke in your face. That's why I hate smoke. I hate smokers. I hate drunks. I mean, I don't hate the drunk and I hate the smoker, but I hate what they do. But they do get, I almost want to hate them. It's a very fine line. I have to pray about it because I remind myself of the verse that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I hate the smoking. I hate the drinking. I hate to hear the cursing. I hate to hear the lies. I hate to hear Jezebel. I was surrounded by Jezebels. But they can't help it. I hate the Jezebel spirit. I hate the drinking. We can't hate the person because that's what the devil wants. See, the devil's a multi-level chess master. He wants you to, he doesn't really care about these other people. He only cares about destroying your heart. The seven spirits of God go from the throne to see whose heart's right by him. So the devil will use these NPCs to attack you, and they don't even know why they're doing it. And he's attacking you with an undercurrent Tor network, a thought of something that upsets you in the childhood, in a situation where you had no control and you had no ability to stop it. And so once you become an adult, that could still be there affecting you without you knowing it, and that's why you don't take the next step to your next state of being and your next state of freedom. So you could step into freedom. It's right there, but you don't. And then when you do step into freedom, the war starts, because when you're free, think about a nation that's free. Other nations want to control them. They're jealous. The USA is free, I guess, maybe not, but other nations want to attack free nations who are prospering. Why? Because they want to steal their prosperity. Because the leadership is not willing to sacrifice and do right. Long story short, when you get free, the devil is going to use stuff in your past. The devil has no new game. So the devil has to use a Jezebel, a Delilah, a drunk, a liar, a con artist, smoke, noise, Jerry Springer, anything he can to try to take away your stability and take away your sound mind. That's the attack on your heart and your mind. And this is real, people.